Let's See What Happens, The Last Mayor of Bristol. Written and read by Marvin Rees. To my granddad. Prologue. Britain stands on the brink of an exciting democratic change. Just over a week from now, the polling stations will go up, the voters will come out, and our biggest cities will vote yes or no to having their own mayor. Let's be clear what this moment means. It's not some trivial restructure or fiddling about. It's a once-in-a-generation chance to change the way our country is run. I passionately want those cities from Bristol to Birmingham, Nottingham to Newcastle, Sheffield to Wakefield, to give a resounding, emphatic yes next week. In April 2012, I was sitting in the audience at the Marriott Hotel across the green from Bristol City Hall, listening to the then Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron outline his vision for the future of local government. At the time, the idea of a city having a directly elected mayor was a relatively new concept in the UK. Tony Blair's new Labour manifesto of 1997 had promised an elected mayor for London. This led to Ken Livingstone becoming a mayor in 2000, running initially as an independent. That same year, the Local Government Act paved the way for cities across the country to hold referendums to discover if the local electorate wanted directly elected mayors. In 2011, following the election of the Conservative Liberal Democrats coalition, the Localism Act took this one stage further, allowing central government to trigger such local referendums themselves. In spring 2012, 10 such votes were taking place in Birmingham, Bradford, Coventry, Leeds, Manchester, Newcastle, Nottingham, Sheffield, Wakefield, and my home city of Bristol. The argument for and against directly elected mayors swings back and forth across the political spectrum, and also between politicians on a local and a national level, according to how it impacts on their status as councillors and MPs. In 2012, Cameron seemed to have plenty of backing for the idea. Next month's referendums offer Britain's cities a chance to try a new approach, The Telegraph wrote. We urge them to seize it. Opponents fear that mayors are intending to push radical reform, The Economist argued. They are right. That is why mayors are a good idea. By contrast, when a Bristol referendum over directly elected mayors took place in 2022, the local Conservatives campaigned against it. But locally, across the political spectrum, views were mixed. Labour and the Lib Dems were officially neutral, though they had campaigners on both sides. Stephen Williams, the Liberal Democrat MP for Bristol West, was considering running. Barbara Jank, the Lib Dem council leader, observed that quite a few American mayors had been corrupt. The municipal establishment broadly opposes elected mayors, The Economist noted. As for my own party, Labour, opinions were also split. Alderman Bill Martin led the No campaign, claiming they were part of a plot to privatise services. A Conservative mayor would be able to pass decisions even though they were a minority on the council. I was at the Marriott as a potential Labour candidate if the yes vote won. Lawrence Hill councillor Marg Hickman had recently encouraged me to run if Bristol decided it wanted a mayor. I hadn't really thought much about UK mayors before, but I'd studied American politics as part of my degree back in the 90s and had seen how big cities like Chicago and New York had benefited from having someone championing their cause and that they could provide an opportunity for people and voices from outside the political establishment to have influence. When I was studying in America, I'd spent time with David Berg, a professor of psychology, who became something of a mentor to me, and we'd stayed in touch. He was good friends with Howard Dean, who'd run for the Democrat nomination for US president in 2004. Dean hadn't won, but his use of internet fundraising and grassroots organization was hugely influential. Aware of my political interests, David had mentioned to me that Howard had once told him that it was much better to be a governor in American politics than a senator. Put simply, you got to make things happen and make your mark. David continued, I think it would be a better fit for you. You'd find executive politics more fulfilling than legislative politics. I think you'd enjoy it more. His intervention stuck in my mind, even after I returned to the UK. And when Labour declared that the selection for Bristol West would be an all-women shortlist, it seemed to rule out any opportunity for me to represent the place where I grew up. But when the possibility of Bristol having a directly elected